Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So big news that we all woke up to this morning was about the findings of the Phalaphala report. And all the leading headlines on all of the South African websites is that President Cyril Ramaphosa is very likely to resign. Everything has been cancelled. The president of Venezuela, his trip has been cancelled. He's supposed to be here on Tuesday. And you can see all the moving parts are moving around. But you know what? I'm just a layperson. Right? So let's speak to the experts, not for predictions, but just to understand the process and the main outcome of the Phalaphala panel. So joining me right now from the University of Cape Town is Associate Professor in Public Law, Kathleen Powell. Good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm fine. Good afternoon. How are you?
You know, I have to tell you, I'm very anxious, to be quite honest with you. I'm anxious, but at the same time, you know, if he does resign... Yeah, exactly, because, you know, nobody in South Africa should be above the law.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, so help us to understand, because I've got, you know, I've got a five-year-old in my brain, and if my five-year-old brain can understand, then we're heading in the right direction.
Okay. Well, first understand the process whereby impeachment happens.
Yes.
Remember that we don't actually have a finding of guilty yet. In fact, what we have is a little bit confusing. Where the Constitution provides that the president can be removed for misconduct. But there was no specific process in the rules of the National Assembly to govern that. And through case law, especially when Zuma resisted going in the light of the Nkandla matter, a process was set up. So the National Assembly has got the three-part system now. If somebody brings an allegation to the National Assembly, so one of the MPs, that the president, let's stick to misconduct for now, has committed a serious misconduct, then a panel has to be set up, and the person who brings the allegation has got to provide prima facie evidence to that panel. The panel's meant to be independent. The panel's meant to decide whether there is, and I quote, sufficient evidence for the National Assembly to actually run an impeachment process. If it says yes, and the National Assembly accepts that recommendation, the National Assembly sets up a committee similar to what's happening with the Public Protector at the moment. So it's like a little trial within the National Assembly. And then at the end of that, that little impeachment committee makes a recommendation to the NA as a plenary body, and the NA as a plenary body votes.
Isn't it better to... Sorry, Kathleen.
Yes?
Kathleen, isn't it better to resign than be impeached? Surely it's better to resign than be impeached.
Yes. For one thing, you'd hang on to your benefits. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows you to be impeached after you've resigned. So if you've been president and you resign, you would keep your pension as the president.
Also,
so that's one of the sort of practical benefits. The other benefit, of course, is that you may avoid the scandal that would be associated if there were an in-depth investigation of your misconduct. On the other hand, if you don't think you've done anything wrong, then you might decide to stick out the impeachment process because the National Assembly might vote at the end to say, no, we don't think either that you've done something wrong or that you've done something serious enough to count as a serious violation of the Constitution or the law.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen tonight?
We're being spoken to, I understand, a little later on. I'm not on the inside track of what's happening within the ANC. I think what Cyril Ramaphosa chooses to do will depend on whether he is in fact a person of integrity, which could mean that yes, he was part of something underhand and he wants to come clean on it and he doesn't want to carry on being president into the light of that. Or it could mean that he thinks that this does not deserve impeachment, and he intends to make that clear and stick it out. You see, because I don't know what the actual facts against him are, it's very hard to guess what he's going to say about it. The recommendation is a bit weird. As I said, there's meant to be a prima facie case put before the panel, and the panel's then meant to say whether it's find sufficient evidence or not for impeachment. And what the panel has said is that the information that's been given to it discloses prima facie that the president may have committed, and then there's a list of misconduct possibilities. Yeah. So as it is, the panel's left us slightly uncertain quite what it's saying. And remember, the National Assembly still got to decide whether, on the basis of that report, it wants to hold the impeachment process. Certainly Cyril Ramaphosa could hold out for a bit longer before he resigns. I mean, as the public protector has shown us, impeachment can be stretched out forever.
Yeah, so, that's the truth.
I don't think he needs to resign tonight. Yeah, or should he choose to, I think it would be a matter of his integrity or possibly trying to save the ANC or his own wing of it.
Kathleen, just one last question before I let you go, and thank you so much for your time. Could he still be impeached even after he's resigned?
No.
No, he can't.
The Constitution doesn't provide for that.
Okay.
You can only impeach a sitting president.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
There we go. My five-year-old brain understood that. Thank you so much. That was Kathleen Powell, Associate Professor in Public Law at the University of Cape Town.